Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Richard Battle is with us. He is an award-winning author. He is also from Texas, a fifth-generation Texan. We're going to talk about what's going on at our border, the border invasion, the border crisis, a lot of the things that are happening down there. I'm not sure where he stands on Governor Abbott, so he and I may have some interesting thoughts back and forth on that. But there you go. We'll have him at the bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Al Rasuli is with us. And I'm getting noted. Okay, so my volume levels dived. What is the deal here? I don't even know what happened. It's like, no, let's see. We'll try that. How's that? Is that better? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's better. Okay. Wow. Interesting. You know, I get on the computer here, and nothing has changed. Literally, I turned it off and then I turned it back on, and there's like something that goes in and changes the settings. So bizarre. My apologies, folks. All right. So, and thank you, Christy, for letting me know. So that's Richard. Top of the next hour, Al Rasuli is with us. We're going to continue the educational process when it comes to understanding what does it mean when someone is an adherent of Sharia law. What does it mean when someone has read and studied the Quran to the point that they are, you know, an expert in it? We're gonna break some of that down for you. So we'll have that for you coming up with our Islamic expert Al Rasuli, and he will be coming up right at the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, religious liberty. We'll be talking with First Liberty's Lathan Watts, the Director of Public Relations and Communication, will be with us, and we'll be talking with him about a variety of topics. We'll be talking about the packing of the court. We'll be talking about the denial of a tax exemption for a church in Virginia, and we'll be talking about the potential upcoming assaults on houses of worship as they try to push more closures and mask mandates. And that really kind of leads well into the conversation we're going to have this morning with my good friend and our expert on Marxism, communism, socialism, and fascism. And by the way, once again, to be very clear, fascism is on the left. Okay? You know, we've got the Antifa anti-fascists. What they need to do is show up at the Democratic National Committee's headquarters and have a conversation with those guys. What they need to do is show up at the Democratic Congressional Caucus and have a conversation with Nancy Pelosi and that crew, and Chuck Schumer and that crew in the center, and Joe Biden in the White House. You want to stop fascism, Antifa, and really be true to stopping fascism? You better start going after the Democratic Party, because those are the fascists. Yes, I said it. Don Jans, welcome.
Thank you. You said it very, very, very well. They are absolutely pushing that whole collectivist movement. Collectivism is simply a term that encompasses all of that evil. The evil of Marxism, communism, socialism, progressivism, fascism. It is the essence today, folks, of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party today has morphed into the Communist Party of the United States. Make no mistake about that. Day in and day out, more and more proof comes that says the statement I just made is totally accurate. And we saw much of it happening in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, these last several days. It's here. It's here.
Yeah.
It's not something that, it's not something that might be down the road. It's here right now.
Something that I think is important to understand too is how historically these Marxist communist regimes come in and they literally redefine terms and words. They steal the definition of words. When you think about Adolf Hitler, if you think Adolf Hitler was somehow far right, let's think for a minute about what politics would be. Number one, when you consider to the right, okay, to the right actually is talking about biblical foundation, Christian constitutional. If you want to go right and left, that's right. And why is it right? Because it's right. It's R-I-G-H-T, right. It's correct. It is the proper way to look at our country as a constitutional republic based on Christian biblical foundation and the form of government, the words in the Constitution, the concepts in the Constitution, all of those things are predicated on a Christian Bible. That's what they're based on. They're based on the Bible, okay? That's right. I don't know what far right would be. Really getting in line with it. Really fully, you know, doing it the right way. That's far right. Yeah. Go ahead.
If you go back and go back into the late 70s, early 80s, and even up into the 90s, we had a definite transition that took place. And it really took place on a lot of talk radio shows. And in the late 70s, early 80s, the left talked about the Christians. Christians were not good people. Christians didn't love people. Christians were so judgmental. Christians were so demanding. That then transformed into right-wing Christians. Same people. We had the same beliefs. We did not change our beliefs one little bit. But now we went from Christian to right-wing Christian. Into the 90s, and then even up to today, we are now right-wing extreme Christians to the point where we are now the enemies of the state. That took place in a matter of about 50 years.
Are you kidding me? Did you hear that?
Yes. And what we know when we take a look at these types of things and we say, well, what is right? What is wrong? How were we founded? What are we becoming? God said, this is the law. He gave them the law.
Hang on. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just need to interrupt for just a second. I don't know how many of y'all heard that. But there was this very loud, just a moment ago, whoosh, that happened here.
I heard it
real well. It sounded like it went over air because I heard it back in my ears. We just had a flyby over our house. Like an airplane jet flyby. And just as a point of reference, I'm nowhere near an airport. So I don't know what exactly they were trying to tell us, but keep going because it must be good.
I guess. And so one of the key differences, and you'll notice this, and there's so many examples of this today, is that we were founded, our nation was founded for a very specific reason. First Nation that was really founded this, that was founded this way. We were founded on that principle of rule of law. We said we're going to have this constitution, this written constitution that will be the law of the land. It's not what people say the law is. It is what the law, how the law is written. This is what God did. God said, this is the law. I'm writing it for you. I wrote it on these stone tablets. I wrote it for Moses. He put it down. This is the law. Arbitrary law is always a part of a tyrannical government. It defines communism rule. They make the law up as they go along. They determine what the law will be. They don't care what's written. They don't care what's been declared. They do not care what people understand. It is what they say. That's your difference between your left and your right. No, this is the law. We have to adhere to it. The left says, well, we'll make it up as we go along. What did Biden just recently do? Biden just recently said, I don't care what the Supreme Court said. I don't care what the Constitution said. If I want to extend non-rental payments and destroy those people who own the property, I can do it because I say so. Folks, that is the definition of tyranny.
He also said the Constitution is fluid.
Well, so did FDR.
Sure. Well, okay, but what I'm saying is that the man who's in the White House right now, what FDR did, I get it. We you know, from a historical perspective, that's fine. But FDR is long dead, and that was 80 years ago. I'm talking about the guy that's in the White House right now saying that the Constitution is fluid. That's a scary thought. I want to get back to the stealing of definitions, because I was doing just a quick search of that term, fascism. And when you look that up, fascism, according to Wikipedia, is a form of far-right authoritarian ultranationalism. Okay, this is what they're doing, folks. When they're rephrasing terms so that way they can say that if you are proud of your country, we haven't gotten into it yet, but we need to mention the fact that we have Americans right now being held as political prisoners in Washington, D.C., that Congress that oversees the jails, and I've talked about this previously on the program, can't even get in to see. Can't even get it to see. You need to hear what Louis Gohmert said about their experience trying to go in and check on those individuals. It'll blow your mind. You'll think that they're talking about visiting Russia, not America. Back with more Chosen Generation right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation radio show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Well, I'm going to be looking at my camera system to figure out exactly what kind of plane or jet that was. I wasn't able to do that in the break. Just not quite enough time. But we'll definitely mark that on the clock and take a look and see if we can't figure out who did a flyby on us here. Very interesting. Like I said, I am not anywhere near an airport. So, Yeah, now we have had, because down in San Antonio, there's a lot of, air bases, a lot of training goes on down there. So we have experienced before, choppers flying over and things of that nature, military choppers flying over doing exercises. But that was a little bit unique. All right, Dawn, two things I want us to make sure that we cover as we're coming out of this. One has to do with the posing of that question. When they come for, they've come for, I believe, so much already. You know, they came for the medical under Obama, and they've held it. They've kept that, and that's one of the first areas they go after. They've come for commerce, and you know, Trump tried to set commerce free. We had a great economist on yesterday. Biden is bumping back up the taxes on businesses, on those that actually produce jobs, so that they are hamstrung in being able to do that, and many of them now are looking once again to go to other countries where the corporate tax rates are lower.
Yep. He's also establishing central planning when he says we're going by 2030 we're going to 50% or more of the cars are going to be electric. That is central planning, where the government plans the economy as opposed to the marketplace. But when we talk about the other things that are happening, if I were to tell you that Putin has arrested Navalny and many of his party members and accomplices in Russia, you would say, oh, that Putin, how horrible he is. If I said Lukashenko in Belarus is electing or is arresting those people who are pointing out how he ran a truly, truly corrupt election, you would say, oh, that Lukashenko, how terrible he is. And if I say, but there are also prisoners in the United States that have been arrested by Biden and the DOJ, the FBI, and our government, you would say, oh, no, Don, that doesn't happen in the United States. It's absolutely happening. And these prisoners that have been arrested because they oppose and they are pointing out a corrupt election just like happened in Belarus with Lukashenko, you would say, oh, no, no, that can't happen. It's happened. And these people that have been arrested have been denied any and all constitutionally guaranteed due process.
Yep.
And they are being held without bail, which you are supposed to be able to have bail. So the United States has gone to that point where we now arrest our political prisoners. That is a major step towards a tyrannical government, a fascist government.
And let's be clear, back in 2016, when Donald Trump won the election against Hillary Clinton, they held a rally in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day, where they wore pink hats and declared that they were going to remove him because he was not a legitimate president. He didn't win the election. There was Russia, Russia, Russia. And they did that for almost 3 years of his presidency. Think about that. Nobody got arrested. Back with more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.